Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes. We have here the story where David is, the basic theme of this Perek to review is to discuss the transfer of power from Malchus of Shaul to the Malchus of David. David here has been incarnated as Melech over the entire Klal Yisrael. And we're discussing different events where different people joined David, groups of people joined David at different points in time. So we learned yesterday about these group of people who came to visit David from Binyamin and Yehuda, mainly from Binyamin, and they wanted to relate to David that they are willing to support him. And David was suspicious if this group really is sincere. Maybe they're trying to draw him out and his people, and in the process of doing so, he would be vulnerable. So to show that they are really sincere, they brought with them some people from David's own Shevet, from Shevet Yehuda, and even from his family, namely Amosai. Amosai was David's nephew. He was the brother of Yoav, the famous general Yoav. He was his brother. So they came to greet him, and David said to him, "What are you doing over here? Do you want to make peace with me, or do you want to go trick me? If you want to make peace with me, then fine. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones." Yeah?
In Sefer Shmuel, it refers to Asael. Are we talking about the same person?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because Asael was murdered by Avner.
No. I don't think that's the same. I think it's a different event. I think this is a different event. If I'm not mistaken, it's not the same thing. Okay, I have to.
Amasa, after the Absalom rebellion that David replaced Yoav, he finally found a political expediency to replace Yoav, and because of that, Yoav then in cold blood murdered Amasa.
Right. Yeah, I think this is a different event. This is much earlier. This is a much earlier point in time, way, way before that, when David was first. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Shaul was still alive at this point in time. And people here are defecting from Shaul, coming to join David, including David's nephew. And David's nephew coming with Shevet Binyamin. And David says, "Why are you coming? If you're coming over here to join me, fine. I'm willing to make peace. I'm willing to be even in this follow that I should have full peace with you. But if you want to trick me, to deceive me, and then you should know I'm going to be Moiser Dinei Lashman Yere Hashem V'yoychach, may Hashem be a witness, and may He judge, may clarify who here is really the guilty party." So Pasuk Yutes says, V'ruach lo v'sho es Amosai. Now, what does Ruach mean? Ruach, according to most Mefarshim here, does not mean Ruach HaKodesh. We're very familiar with that concept, Ruach HaKodesh. We're learning Ksuvim. We've mentioned many times the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Nevi'im, a Navi, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk Yutes, Direi Hayom Aleph. Make sure you're in Direi Hayom Aleph. Aleph. What is Ruach HaKodesh? Ruach HaKodesh is something very similar, well, we don't know the difference, to prophecy, to Nevuah. After Nevuah came to an end, there was a period of Ruach HaKodesh, and that is the primary difference between Sifrei Nevi'im and Sifrei Kesuvim. Sifrei Nevi'im were written with Nevuah, and Sifrei Kesuvim were written with Ruach HaKodesh. So when it says here, V'ruach lovesho es Amosai, does that mean that Amosai was dressed in Ruach HaKodesh? Or does that mean Ruach here means simply nothing more than will? Like, and will, nothing. He had a desire. And that's how it is interpreted by most of Mefarshim. It means nothing more than will. Look at the Mitzudos Tzion, V'ruach inyin ratzoin. Will, nothing more than that. Kimo hinani nosin baruach, I will give you the will to give quotes a pasuk where it's used in that context, and that's all it means here. So Amosai came forward, Rosh Hashalishim, he was the leader of the 30. We always mention that the groups of the battalions, the different legions, would divide into groups of 30. And he said, L'cho David, we are to you, David. To you, David, is success. L'cho here is a mikro kotzar. It's not telling you what the l'cho is. It means we see there's a lot that has to be read, added, padded into the pasuk. L'cho David, with you, David, we acknowledge Hashem is present. The Shekhinah, the divine presence, is l'cho, is with you. It has departed from Shekhinah. Sha'ol and has attached itself to you. With you there is success. We acknowledge this, and that's why we are leaving Sha'ol and we are joining and giving our support to you. L'cha David, the Imcha, and with you. So the Imcha is a poetic pasuk. The Imcha means also with you. Ven Yishai, David has two names. David Ben Yishai, David the son of Yishai. If you want to learn this pasuk on a deeper level, it means that in your zuchus and in the zuchus of Osia.
Just wondering, a number of times over here we see David's name spelled Mole. Is there any significance?
We did mention that when we learned the beginning of the Vayamim is because Ezra and Nehemiah are using Divrei Hayamim as a means to inspire Klal Yisrael to bring Mashiach, to bring out the Shleimus of David. See, David is dormant. David represents the Malchus Yisrael, represents Melech HaMashiach. But Mashiach never came. In David's lifetime, it never came. In Shlomo, that was a very ripe time for Mashiach to come. It was a ripe time to come during Chizkiyahu. And maybe during the time of Yoshiyahu. There were many tkufas when it was an Eis Ratzon, an Eis Mesugel for Mashiach to come. But it never happened. Now they're building the Bayis Sheni, Chorban is over, they're coming back to Eretz Yisrael, they already have rebuilt the Bayis Sheni, they've rebuilt the walls, and they just want people to come. Most people living in Bavel, come, join us. Let's bring Mashiach. Everything is ready. David's name is spelled Mole to bring out that idea. Let the fullness of David now be revealed to the world to bring Mashiach. That, I think, is the most popular idea why David's name is spelled Mole in Sefer Divrei Hayamim most of the time.
So, what do they see in David at this point in time?
They're reviewing. They are reviewing. David's law has died long, long ago. It's already about 1,000. How many years is it since David died? It's almost 1,000 years. 410 years, 420 years, 70 years in between. There were only 22 years until Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, and now they've come back to it's even really more 90, 100 years since the time of the
500.
So it's about almost 1,000 years. The Bayis Sheni. But this is we're referring to when David became Melech. Right, so that's how many years?
500.
No, it has to be more than 5. When the Sefer is being written.
What?
When Divrei Hayam is being. You're right. Because the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, right. At the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, right, I'm sorry. Right. So 500 years, I'm sorry. So 500 years, so there we are reviewing, they are going over the life of David, they're trying to extract new insights into David's life, which will help inspire them to bring Mashiach.
No, but that's not my question. My question is, you had said that they suddenly realized the success of.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Left
yeah.
What did they see in David then? They saw
it doesn't say. It's just a certain sense, the sixth sense. You see, like you have a. You recognize the person is successful. Shaul obviously was. Look, Havdil Elif Alfi Avdos, there are different political candidates, today in politics. People have a certain sense, this person, the future lies with this person. We see their own.
Or that they can identify.
They identify with it, right. So they had a certain sense, they saw that Hashem, the Shechina, is with David and it's not with Shaul, and therefore they have come now and they said, Ibruch Lov Shaul Es Amosai, Rosh Hashal Yishim, L'cho David, to you David, to you is success, to you the Malchus belongs, the Incha, and with you, then Yishai. Then they go on to Shalom, Shalom, peace, repetition. Why did they repeat the word peace? We'll see it in a moment. So that's a very similar interpretation, just as a poetic poetry. This whole pasuk is a very poetic pasuk. L'cha, v'imcha, David, v'n Yishai, Shalom, Shalom. This is like a pasuk out of Yeshaya. Everything is written in doubles. You say right, but it's very poetic pasuk. Okay, it's true. If you want to learn the pasuk at a very similar level, it's just poetry. But if you want to learn the pasuk on a deeper level, obviously they're very deep concepts. There's the zchus of David, there's the zchus of Avos, Ben Yishai. There is two different types of l'cha. To you, there'll be success in personal success. There'll be success for the malchus of Klal Yisrael. There's double peace. I think the Targum here says peace by day and peace at night. Is that on the target in front of everybody?
Yes.
Peace by day and peace by night. All different, there are many different deeper meanings in the repetition according to all the different commentators of why the repetition, there is so much repetition. But then it goes on to say a third time, L'cha, to you, v'shalom, le'ozrecha, there should be to you peace. And Hashem le'ozrecha shall be at your side to assist you. Ki azorecha elokecha, because in the past, just like in the past, we have recognized that Hashem has been at your side. He has assisted you. He has saved you from the numerous attacks of Shaul, and you have been successful. Therefore, we wish, we give you a bracha that this success should continue.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like it's a bracha.
Yes, yes. Well. Okay, fine, right. That's certainly the last part of the pasuk is a bracha. L'cha v'shalom le'ozrecha ki azorecha elokecha. That's in the past tense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past has helped you, and just as he has been at your side in the past, may he continue to be at your side in the future. And what was David's response to this beautiful bracha? The response was Vayikablim David Vayitnei Beroshei Hagedud. David accepted them, and not only did he accept them to prove that he appointed them to be leaders. It's dangerous to put a person that you're suspicious of in a leadership position. It's one thing to put them in the back and to keep your eyes on them. Here he had
keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Keep your friends and enemies close. Okay, but here he put them in a leadership position, Biroshe Hagedud, and that shows that he really accepted their brach with sincerity. Yeah.
It's a similar expression in Sefer Shoftim. You have the words ruach and lavsha.
Oh, right. It's a beautiful expression.
There it says ruach Hashem, lavsha Gidon.
Oh, there it's ruach Hashem. So there it has to refer to ruach HaKodesh. Because ruach Hashem, lavsha. But it's a very beautiful expression of lavsha. These terms are put together. Dress. You dress in ratzon. What does that mean? What does that mean exactly? To dress is a midah. Anytime we have the chazal, the concept of getting dressed,
it means enveloped in.
But what does it mean? A levush always represents a midah, a characteristic, a certain trait.
It permeates.
A trait, and white color. On the other room, we wear white because we want to try to say that we're pure. We are purifying ourselves. Okay, but that's an interesting point. Let's see over here the Mitzudos and Rashi very quickly. Pasuk Yutes in the Mitzudos, V'ruach lavsha ratzolay mar ba b'libay haratzoyin. According to the Mitzudos, this does not mean anything more than will. L'daber b'avur kulam, he represented the entire tzibur. L'cha David ratzolay mar lehanoscha l'toivoscha banu. For you, we have come for your benefit. It's a mikra kotzer. It's missing words. We have come, we have arrived here on this on the scene for your benefit, not to cause you harm. V'imcha chafetzim anu lihios imcha uve'ezra secha. We want to be with you and we want to assist you. Shalom, shalom l'cha. Rat salam. Yeah?
The Rashi on lech l'cha.
Yeah?
Uses the same terms as the Masuda says. Lehanoscha u'letovascha.
Aha. Very good. For your excellent, very interesting, very interesting. It's over here, a reincarnation of Avram Avinu. That's your vart. David's vart.
No,
mine. Okay. Shalom, shalom lecha. Let's see them. Says Ratzolaimah. We have witnessed that in the past, peace is with you. The imcha is rim lecha, and with those that are by your side. V'lo hasigam yad shol, and shol was unsuccessful in attempting to harm you. V'zehu ba'ezer elokim, and this only can be because the shechina is resting in your midst. Uvehash gosoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guarding you. Umaduim kein novo imcha biramos. Why would we be so foolish to come with deceit? The kafal shalom shalom lechazek. And the only reason why it's repeated here, according to the Mitzvah, is nothing more than from the mechazek to inyan. It's not reading any midrashic significance into the repetition of shalom shalom. Just nothing more than an emphasis. As we mentioned, other mepharshim they say a little bit different. We read the Gemara Masechta Gittin. The Gemara Masechta Gittin. Why does it say twice? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, minayin shekoiflim shalom lamelech. We learn from this a halacha. When you greet a king, you don't greet him like you greet greet an individual. When you greet an individual, you say Shalom Aleichem. When you greet a king, you say Shalom Shalom Aleichem. And that's what we learn from this pasuk. More Masechta Megillah, Daf Samach Beis. How do we know this? Minan Shekav from Shalom Melch Shnema Veruach Lav Shes Amosai Rosh Hashalishim Lucha David Vimcha Ben Yishai Shalom Shalom Lucha. Now, why a double repetition? So I saw in Mufarshim because it means personal peace and peace for your malchus. And that has a very deep meaning, because if a king doesn't have peace at home, it's going to reflect in his leadership abilities. Person has to have peace at home, domestic peace. And if there's domestic peace, then we'll be able to lead the country on a world stage in peace as well. So you need to have a double dosage of peace. Okay. You always see that all public figures, they always analyze their family. Everyone, they always sit on the posters with their wife and their children and their dog and their puppy. There has to be peace in the home. There's peace in the home. There's an image of peace in the home. That's a positive sign for there to be peace in the world and in the country. Okay, let's go further. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi tells us something very similar. Pasuk Yutes in Rashi, Baruch Lov Shasem Osai. So he quotes an old French word, Veloy Ruach Nevuah. Okay, this word, I do not even know how to pronounce this word.
Where is that?
Rashi, the Rashi over here in this pasuk. Rashi over here says, Ratzon, he quotes an old French word which seemingly means will. And he makes that same point, Velo Ruach Nevuah. The word Ruach here, don't, even though we're reading from Ksuvim, Holy Scripture, don't get confused. Oh, you don't have it in your
no, it says Matutis Dovid by mistake. They printed out.
Oh, they printed it in the
wrong thing. It's Rashi.
Okay, look at the Rashi, or the Mefarish. The Loi Ruach Nevuah does not refer to spirit of prophecy. Kolaymar Zeharuch Vaharotzayin, this will. Love Shai Shekofatz Birosh Ladaber. Okay, he jumped to speak. Lefnei Binyamin Vihuda Haboy Mimo V'dugmos Avati Al Yiftach Ruach Hashem. Similar, you quoted it's Ruach Hashem. The Amul Chadavit, so he wants to say over there, I don't know why he's quoting there, seemingly by Yiftach, it's Ruach HaKodesh. He's quoting Yiftach, and there it's Ruach Hashem, but he's giving an example. We do find this idea of Ruach. V'yama l'chodavit, ato oimer im l'shom basem. We learned yesterday, you question us, what are our true motives? Are we coming for peace, or are we coming to deceive you? Our answer is, we're coming for peace. Of course, we want to be at your side, we want to assist you. Shalom, 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 shalom. And don't give us, don't tell us, here he's saying something very nice to David. You don't have to thank us. We're coming here to assist. We're coming here to support you. And you don't have to thank us, because we're doing it for our own good. We recognize that you are Roy from Malchus. Ki me'es Hashem hu v'ze ki azorecha Elokecha, your God has assisted you, and therefore we have no choice. We have no choice but to assist you, and therefore there's no reason for you to give us any thanks. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Like the next Rashi, the Kamal David, Loisam b'de Binyamin v'yidnem b'rosh Agdud Shalom. He accepted these people from Binyamin, and he appointed them as leaders of his army. Okay, let's go to pasuk Chaf. Now we go to a new story. We discuss a new group of people who joined David. This is a group of people who joined David at a later point in time, and this was at the time when actually Shaul died. Okay, what we learned until now, of these people from the Shevet of Binyamin, these were people defectors. Shaul was alive, but Shaul was not doing very well. People already recognized that Shaul was having problems. So Amasai came with a group of people and they defected to David. Then things got worse for Shaul, and Shaul was at war with the Pelishtim in the battle of Gilboa, where ultimately he and his three sons died. He and his three sons died this war. So in here we have a story exactly what happened. A lot of the background to the story appears in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Choftes. Let me just give you some Rashi Prakim. There was a person called Achish. Achish was the king of the Pelishtim. And David, when he ran away from Shaul because Shaul was trying to kill him. He had no choice but to run into Pelishtim territory. And he made believe He made believe he was very clever, David, and he made believe that he's defecting from Klal Yisrael, from Shaul, and he wants to join the enemy. I want to be part of your team. And Achish fell for it. Achish believed David. And in fact, he let David have his own little city called Siklag. He lived there. And he told Achish, I will go fight the Jews, B'nai Yisrael, for you. And David, indeed, he went out to battle. But what David was really doing was he was killing the Pelishtim. He was killing the Pelishtim. He was able to fool Achish. And the thing, Achish thought that he was fighting against B'nai Yisrael. And then came a critical battle. The battle where they knew Shaul will be present. Shaul's men, and maybe Shaul himself will be present. And Achish wanted David to assist in this battle and actually kill Shaul and Shaul's men. So David was in a lot of trouble because David wouldn't dare kill any member of Klal Yisrael, and certainly not the Mashiach Hashem, not to go kill Shaul. So David got very lucky. How did he get lucky? The people of Achish did not trust David. They told Achish that, you know, when we go to battle and David sees Shaul, he may turn on us. Even though now he's fighting, maybe you think he's fighting the B'nai Yisrael, because he's just fighting people that he doesn't really know. But when he'll see his old friends, his old comrades, and he'll see Shaul, he was the Noisei Caliph of Shaul, he may turn on us, and he may deliver us into the hands of Shaul in order to win favor back with Shaul. So Achish didn't believe this. Achish said, nah, I don't believe you people. You don't know what you're talking about. David is loyal to me. But the soldiers said to Achish, if you don't tell David to go back home, then you know what? We're not going to fight. We don't trust you. We don't trust David. So Achish had no choice but to send back David. Let me read you some of these fascinating psukim. The pasuk over here says, "Vayomer sorry felishtim mohu ivrim ha'ela vayomer Achish al sorry felishtim." Let me go even a little bit back further. "Vayikbitzu felishtim es kol machaneim afeka v'yishol chonim." Okay, there was a war in Afeka. David, there was a war. They were setting the stage for a war in this place called Afeka, and the Sarnei Philistim were passing by the hundreds and by the thousands, and David was part of the battalion. David was there in the back. The David va'anashav oivrim bo'acharoina im Achish. Va'yoimru sorei Philistim, the leaders of the Philistim said to Achish, what is going on here? Why are there a group of Jews on our team fighting? Mo ho'ivrim ho'ele. What's going on here? What's David and his people doing here? Va'yoimru Achish al sorei Philistim, haloi ze David. What's the problem? David's a mighty warrior. We need him in battle. This is David. Eved Shaul, Melech Yisrael, Asher Hoye Iti Ze Yamim, O Ze Shanim, V'loy Motzasi V'mu'uma. He's loyal to me. He has defected from the Jewish people. He's on my side. He's going to help us fight and kill Shaul. Miyoyim Naflo Ad Hayom Azeh. From the day that he fell in with us until today. Vayikbitzu olav. So now here's a very important pasuk. Vayikzifu olav sorei felishtim. They got angry. The sorei felishtim said to Achish, sorry, if he comes with us, we are not going to war. Vayomru lo sorei felishtim hashav es soish. Let David, this man, go back. Vayashav el mikamasher hifgadito shamu. You put him back to Tziklag. V'lo yered imanu b'milchama. V'lo yihyalanu lissatan. We don't want him to be our adversary because he's going to turn on us in the middle of the war when he meets his old buddies back from the good old days. Uvane Yisrat says ze im Adonav. Now here's the critical words of the pasuk which we need for our psukim in Divrei Hayamim, because what we're going to say now in Divrei Hayamim is just a little synopsis. It's a code for this pasuk. Uvane, how will David Yisrat ze? Yisrat ze means to find favor ze El Adonav with his master Shaul. Hello, you know how he's going to find favor? By delivering our heads into the hand of Shaul, halo birashe ho'anoshim ohim, by cutting off our heads and handing them over to Shaul. In other words, when David will go into battle and he will come, he'll see in the distance Shaul, he will have gaguim, yearning, he will want to go back to the old days and become friends again with his master Shaul, and he will want to prove his loyalty to his old master Shaul, and he'll take out his sword and chop off our heads and hand them over to Shaul to show that he is loyal. He pledges his loyalty once again to Shaul. So, or he'll be, it's an expression, Barashay Hanashim Hohem. Okay, that's very important. Let me just read the Metzudas over here, because we really need this for what we're about to read right now. And that's what's so nice about learning Divrei Hayom. You have to always go back and figure out the real source back in Shmuel and Malachim. Uvama, let me read the Metzudas David over here. Uvama, what's the Metzudas? Be'ezah Dava Yochel Hu L'Ratza Itz Atzmo La'adonav Shol. How will David be able to win favor with his master Shol Limcholo Alma Shemarad Bo, in order that Shol will forgive David for rebelling against him? Halo Behavohas Roshenu Elof, by delivering our heads to him, Yisratze Elof V'al HaKavona HaHi Cholech Itanu, and that's really why he's coming with us. He's not coming with us to fight. He's coming with us to do us in, to deceive us and to deliver us to Shaul and the enemy. So what happens? So I'm skipping some sukkim. Vayikra Achish al David. So Achish calls over David and says, David, I have bad news. Nothing personal. My people, they're not behaving. Go home. Go back where you came. Go back to Tziklag. Vayikra Achish al David. Vayomer lov Chai Hashem. I swear to you, David, in the name of Hashem, ki yoshor ata, you're a good man. V'toiv be'enai. My people, my assistants, my generals, joint chief of staff, they don't trust you. So I can't, I'm sorry. Now shuv v'lech b'shalom v'loy saseh ro b'enei sarnei filishtim. It's nothing personal. Just don't get them upset. Go home. Okay, so he goes home. So David says, what do you mean? David plays along. It's a whole show. This is like a whole conspiracy, this whole charade. Vayomer David el Achish, ki me'osisi, u'mamotzasi v'yavdecha, miyoy ma'asher ha'yisi lufonech adayom hazeh, ki lo yovoy, v'nulchamti v'yoy v'adoni ha'melech? You're not going to go let me go fight against Shaul and kill Shaul? Vayan Achish, vayomer David, yodati, it's unbelievable what's going on, the charade is incredible, yodati ki toy v'ata be'enai, ki malach elokim, you're a malach. Ach, I told you already. Don't make me repeat myself. Sarei Philistim Amru Lo Yale Iman Ba Milchama. And he goes on and says, go back home. Okay, so he goes back home.
He argues, but not too much.
Exactly. So he goes back home. So here's the point we want to make. When David went, now this was a critical battle, because in this battle is where Shaul died. This was the battle. And this was a tremendous Baracha, Siyat Deshmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Machshava, we're going to see that here, that's what some of us will learn in this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this Machshava into the minds of the Sarnei Plishtim to convince Achish not to let David come, because David would have found himself in an impossible situation had he gone out to battle. He would have met up with Shaul and Shaul's men, and they would be looking at David, no, shoot the gun, kill them, and David wouldn't be able to kill them, because David wouldn't dare harm another member of Klal Yisrael, certainly not Shaul HaMelech. He wouldn't touch, and they would say, how come you're not shooting, how come you're not killing them? It must be you're not loyal to us, you're really loyal to Shaul. And they would have instantly killed David and David's men. David would have been in an impossible situation, and therefore there was a unusual siyata d'shmaya, and we're going to see now where Hashem put, that's how the Mefarshim learned this, put a machshava, a thought into the mind of the Sarnei Plishtim to convince Achish to go home. The way Hashem runs wars is by putting ideas. That's an incredible concept. Hashem puts ideas into people's minds what to do in order to lose, or in order that the outcome should come out the way Hashem wants. Sometimes Hashem arranges things where miracles happen. There's a weaker army and they win. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges things where some things play out al derech ha-teva, but it's all with the counsel, the Eitzah. That's the key word, the Eitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's see. So here we have Pasuk with that background in mind. We now have Pasuk, the next series of Sukkim, which we can now run through very quickly. We have the understanding. Umi Minashe Naflu al David. We now have a new, what?
Pasuk at the hill. Maybe it dates back to this very incident. Leith.
Biyad Hashem. Hashem, correct, right. Yes, absolutely. Hashem, yeah. That's really what it's all about. Yeah, let's see the psukim first, then we'll come back. Now we're discussing a new group who joined David. We just finished mentioning the group of Binyamin. They defected much earlier on with the assistance of Amosai. By the way, it's one thing I left out. Amosai jumped. Now this just brings to mind the Medrash, Hedyot Kofatz Berosh. Now I don't know if that's a proper to say about Amosai. If it's proper to say Chasham that he was a head yod, but it's just very striking the words of. I'm just going back for a moment. The words of Rashi, pasuk yutes v'ruach lov she'es as Amosai v'lo ruach nevuah klemazer ruach amiratzon lov shel shekofat spiroish. It's very interesting how Rashi uses this expression. Amosai jumped birosh. Again, triggers the memory of Pirkei Avos, Hedyot Kofatz. I don't know if Pirkei Avos, maybe it's Chazal. Hedyot Kofatz Berosh, Ledaber.
Similarly, in the advisors of Achashverosh, the junior.
Mamuchon, Vayomer Mamuchon Lefnei HaMelech. He Kofa Hedyot. He was the lowest. He was the last. Hedyot Kofatz Berosh, and that's what it says here. Ledaber Lefnei Binyamin V'Yehuda Haboim Imo. So it would appear from Rashi, I don't know if this is true, it's not a very big compliment to Amosai that he spoke up and said this beautiful pasuk, which we say in Mitzvah Shabbos, L'cha David, V'imcha Ben Yishai, Shalom, Shalom, L'cha. I don't know necessarily if it's the ultimate compliment, at least the way Rashi appears to be expressing it with these chosen words. He was kofat spirosh lefnei Binyamin Yehuda.
Okay, he's being used. God uses people to, if you're a tzaddik.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Rashi in Sotah says, that he puts thoughts in your head while you're sleeping sometimes.
Okay, but was it the right thing for what Amosai did? Was it the right thing for him to speak up in front of Yehuda and Binyamin? Was he the leader? It seems not. He was not the person, but maybe it was an ace, Harashah. After all, I mean, the pasuk is a beautiful pasuk, and we actually say this in davening, and it's a Shabbos. So, I don't know. I just want to bring out that point, the words that Rashi chose to bring out this idea. Now, back to the pasuk chos. Now we go to another group, the group of Menashe. Menashe is coming to join David. Now, Menashe, we know, is divided into two parts. Reuven and Gad live on the other side of the Yarden. Menashe was divided by Moshe into two parts, eight Shvatim and into eight Batei Avos, and to there were 10 families of Menashe. Eight were on the west side of the Yarden, the main part of Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe dedicated two of the families of Menashe to live on the east side of the Yarden, to live together with Reuven and Gad, and they would serve as a bridge to make sure there was always communication between the two groups of Klal Yisrael, the group that's living on the east side and the group that's living on the west side. So here, there is the reason why I mention this now is because we're going to learn later on another group from Menashe that came to join David. So there are two different groups. This is one group. Again, Menashe divided into two groups, and this is one group. So Umi Menashe Naflu al David. Naflu here means they joined. They defected. Naflu means to defect. They were until now loyal to Shaul. They defected. Al David fell in with. When did this occur? This occurred bivao im plishtim al Shaul la milchama. When David was traveling together with the plishtim al Shaul against to kill Shaul la milchama velo azarum. But David did not end up assisting them. David was originally part of the group that was meant to assist the army of the Plishtim to kill Shaul, but he didn't help. Why didn't he help? Guess why? Ki ve'etzah. There was a council, there was an idea. Now the word Eitzah is not really the right word to be used here in this pasuk, and that's why the Mefarshim explained the Eitzah means the Eitz of Hashem. It was a divine idea. Hashem put a machshava into the minds of the Sanei Plishtim to convince Achish to tell David, go home. Ki the Eitzah, with the counsel of Hashem, Shilchuhu, he was sent back, Sarnei Philistim, Lamar, see, Birashenu, with our heads, Yipol, El Adonav Shaul. With our heads, we will, Yipol, he will fall.
Means the same thing as...
Oh, that's the synopsis, right? If you don't look the pasuk in Shmuel, then this pasuk doesn't make any sense. You translate the words, it doesn't make any sense. Birashenu, with our heads, Yipol. Yipol means he will fall.
It means the same as Nimenashe, not you out of it. The same meaning.
So who's falling, though?
Who will fall? Our heads, David will fall.
Right. Will return back to Shaul. Yipol el Adonav Shaul. If you don't know the pasuk that I read to you in Shmuel, this pasuk doesn't make one bit of sense. With our heads, David's going to fall to his master Shaul. What? What does that mean? Well, if you read the pasuk I'll read just the pasuk one more time. The pasuk in V'lo yel satan b'milchama uvaneh yisratze. You need that word yisratze ze el Adonav. How will this man David find favor with his master? Halloy. The only way he's going to find favor is birashay ho'anashim ho'heim, by delivering our heads to the hand of Shaul. So now when you know that, you understand that when it says yipol el adonav Shaul refers to David. David wants to find favor in the eyes. That means yisratza. Yipol here means to fall in with. What do you mean to fall in with? To return to Shaul. Why would Shaul take him back? Because David will ask Shaul to forgive him for his departure, his defection. How will David prove his sincerity, that he's sincere, by delivering the enemy into the hands of Shaul? And what are the enemies? Their heads. Birashen Yipol Elden of Shaul. Okay, now the Pesukim go continue to tell us a little more detail. Belech Toel Tziklag, when David was returning to Tziklag, Naflu Olav Mimenashe. So who were the people from this group of Menashe that went and joined, fell in with David? Here are the leaders. Number one was Adnach. Number two was V'Yozovod. Number three was V'Di'ael. Number four was Umichoel. Number five was V'Yozovod. V'Elihu. V'Tzilsoi. Roshei Ho'alofim Asher L'Menashe. These are the leaders that joined David. V'Heimo Azru. And they continue to assist in David. The Al Hagedud, with the army, with the battalion, ki giborei chayil kulam, they were all warriors. Vayiyu sarim batzava, they were leaders in the army of David. Then Pasuk of Gimel tells a general description of what was taking place during this period of time. It wasn't only what we learned yesterday about Binyamin, who joined David. It wasn't only Menashe who joined David. And it wasn't only we had some members, we had some other big names in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis. We have from the Korach family, Elkanah, from the Sheva Levi. It wasn't only those people that joined David. Ki le'es yom biyom. That's a very beautiful expression. It means every day. B'chol es v'chol shah. Ki l'es means at the time. Yom b'yom, daily. Yom yom means daily. And es means time. So the three words together means this happened over and over again every single day. People just showed up. And they said, David, I pledge my allegiance to you. I'm defecting from the camp of Shaul. I want to be part of your camp. Yovohu el David le'azro Ad to the point, Le Machane Godol, the Machane of David was extremely large, Ki Machane Elokim, like the Machane Elokim. Now, what does it mean, Machane Elokim? So, different interpretations. Either it means it's an expression. Elokim here is not necessarily meant to be Kodesh, it's an expression of Chol. And the way it's been used is it was a massively large camp. Elokim means, it means authority. It became like Ad Elohim Yavo Dvar Shnehem. We have in Chumash that if a person has a dispute in Parish Mishpatim, so you go Ad Ho Elohim. It does not necessarily mean there Hashem. It means you go for judgment. Elohim means authority. You go to a place of authority where they will clarify who is right, who is wrong. David's camp swelled. The numbers swelled until David was recognized as the authority of the land, right, the authority of Klal Yisrael.
Another way, though, of looking at it is that Tzivaot HaShamayim.
That's another approach. The other Mepharshim learned that the word Elohim is Kodesh. It means the Shechina rested.
Or no, but the multitudes of
Klal Yisrael,
Malachim, in Hashem's camp, in Hashem's Tzivaot, so to speak. So it speaks of the huge number.
Right. 22,000. Shuv Hashem Rivavois Alfei Yisrael. Rivavois Alfei Chazal learn means 22,000. 22,000, and it means that.
So it's
Rivavois is 10,000, so 2 times 10,000 is 20,000, and Alfei is 2,000, so 22,000. If you have a group of people, there are 22,000 in one location, the Shechina is resting in that location. So then it would be interpreted to mean that David's camp swelled, it exceeded the critical number of 22,000, and the Shechina was now resting within the Machne of David. So you have two interpretations of the word. Let's see the Mitzvahs and the Mitzvahs. Let's jump to Pasik Chof. Divo, Kishabod David Elton Plishtim, Kishol Huli Lachem Misha, when David went to the Plishtim to fight with the Plishtim of Loyazurum. But David never helped. Aval David Loyazala Plishtim Amulchama. Why? Now here the Mitsubis learns ki ba atsas hasarnim. He's taking the word atsas, Lashon Choil. It was the idea of the Tsarnim, the leaders of the Plishtim, to convince Ochish to tell David to go back home. By chopping off our heads, or by fooling us and delivering us to our enemy Shaul and his men, Yoshuv el Shaul, he will return to Shaul. He will find favor. Ki vizeyirtze also, he will be able to convince Shaul to forgive him, like it says in Shmuel, Limcholo alme almo shemorad bo, this that he rebuilt against Shaul, uve orma cholich lamulchama, and they told Achish, he is fooling us, he is deceiving us, don't let him join us in war. So when David, when he returned from this event, which was a great bracha to him, not to be in this impossible situation to meet Shaul and not know what to do, so at that point in time, he met a very large group of people from Menashe who joined him. Each one of these people mentioned over here in Menashe was a leader of 1,000 people. Just like David helped. Sha'azar David es atzmo, just like David helped himself, he led Cain Hema Azruhu al Hagadud b'bnei Amalek. Also, he's referring over here something very important. When David came back to Tziklag, there's a lot more going on here in this story. Yeah, it's very important what the Mitzvah is mentioned. When David came back to Tziklag, he discovered that his camp and his family were attacked by the Amalekim. Hey, David went with the Pelishtim to fight Shaul. So they all packed out. Then David is with Achish, with the Plishtim, and Achish says, "Go home, David. I'm sorry." David goes home, and there's nowhere to go home. He comes home, and the whole town, Siklag, has been wiped out by the Amalekim. So what does David do? David pursues the Amalekim to take back his family. I think his wives and his family. They were captured by the Amalekim and all his possessions. So David goes in hot pursuit to go chase after the Amalekim. And what does he say? Menashe, you want to join me? prove your allegiance to me. I need your help now. You, when I was walking back from the battlefield to Siklag, you told me that you're defecting from Shaul and you're joining me. If you really want to show that you're pledging your allegiance to me, I need your help now more than ever. Let's go and pursue the Amalekim and wipe them out. And indeed they did. And that all is alluded to here in this Pasuk according to what it's Pasuk Chav Beis. Pasuk Chav Beis says, I just glossed over by mistake, Vehema, this group of Menashe that now joined David, they immediately proved their allegiance to David. Ozru, they assisted in David. Al Hagidut, what are you talking about? You have to study Sefer Shmuel to know what these words mean. It means he came back and there was a horror that the Amalekim conquered his Siklag. They went and they fought with David to conquer the Amalekim. Let's see the Mitzvah one more time. Just like David went and he went to battle against Amalekim, they returned, they captured the wives of David. When they chased after Amalek to restore the wives and family and possessions of David, David appointed the group of Menashe to be leaders over his army. Now Rashi, so let's see the Rashis on these psukim. Rashi, Pasik Chof. Okay, umimenash naflu al David la ozro bevo in polishtin al shalom al chama. Be'oisa milchama, so Rashi tells us that this war where David went to fight was the war where Shaul died, and his three sons Shnerag ba Shaul v'loy azarum, and David did not end up fighting in this war. Chas v'shalom, Rashi says, she'ozru la Plishtim. Chas v'shalom, it would be that David, even at Ahav Amina, that he would help the Plishtim fight in a war against his own people. Ela be'etza, what happened? There was an etza. When the Mitzvah says etza, means an idea. The Plishtim had the idea. The Sarnei Plishtim. But again, the Farshim say it was an idea that was put into their mind by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela be'etza sholchu, Sarnei Plishtim. Ela ki eitza nisyatsu hasar asarnim. They came up with a plan. L'shol choy lebeitzo ki amru b'roshenu yipol aladonav dugmas naflo el David, which means with our head yipol el David. Dugmas, the word yipol is being used here the same way with naflu el David, the same way it's been used in the other psukim, that these groups of people from Menashe, from Binyamin, from Levi fell in with David. Naflu here, there's a lot of repetition. The word naflu is used over and over, meaning that you're going to defect, or you're going to join, you pledge your allegiance, the same way it's been used in reference to Binyamin and Levi falling in with David. David's now going to fall in with Shaul by killing us. Al Hagidud, Shel Amalekim Kishe Nishbu Nashav. When David was away from Siklag, the Amalekim attacked Siklag and captured his wives and children. Kiba also perik at that time Hoya, Kibalechta el Siklag, Kisholhu Sarni Plishtim, Ubo el Siklag Kvar Nishbu. When David returned back from the battlefield to Siklag, his wives and children were already captured by the Amalekim. Kila Ace, and then the Pasuk of Gimel tells us that everything we've learned in the beginning of the parak of all of the people that came to join David, this didn't happen just once a month. This happened continuously. Every single day people showed up at the door of David, we want to join you. Ki le'es yom b'yom yavo al David la'azho pisroinai. What is the interpretation of this pasuk? Malach le'saper yoyser. Mi umi bo elav. The pasuk Ezra is saying, I'm tired of telling you all these stories. I don't have to go through all the details of telling you there was from Binyamin and there was from Menashe. There's no need. Umi bo elav. Ela soif davar. The bottom line is, Bechol eis ve'eis bohim el David. Every single day, every single moment, new people arrived at the door of David. We're here to support you. Ad lamachne gadol, until David's camp became a very large, significant machne, kamachne elokim, pisroin, lohoya machne shal David lios kol kach gadol, ela ki mehashem hoyu hamachne kach gadol, shebo lo ba'atzas elokim. So according to the interpretation of Mezek Kemachane Elokim. So according to the interpretation of Rashi, Kemachane Elokim means this was inspired by Hashem. That's how we interpret Elokim, means it's Kodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and this was Lemala Miderech HaTeva. It was something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired people. People came every single day at David's doorstep. That's how he interprets it. That's what it alludes to in Machne Elokim. Kach Godel Kshabo Lebetz Elokim V'zok Machne Elokim V'dugmos Machne Elokim V'Yakov Yaakov Avinu, he saw there it's by Esav, when Esav met with this, was pursuing Yaakov, it says that Yaakov had a Kemachne Okay, so the Yesh Lemar Meiroiv, another interpretation, so this is a new interpretation, Yesh Lemar Meiroiv, Chayolois Koru Machane Elokim. Other interpretation, that it's Machane Elokim does not mean necessarily holy. It means it was a very large camp. My Elokim is an authority. There were so many people who became an authority in Klal Yisrael.
But there's a snowball effect.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
that's all part of the Siyat HaShemaya. When do you say that it's Alder Chatev? When do you say that it's Siyat HaShemaya? You see political candidates. Okay, we'll have Elif Alfa Yavdol, political candidates. Why does it happen that this person became the president of the United States? Why does this person become the prime minister of Israel? Siyat HaShemaya. Hashem wants what?
I'm not going to ask that question.
It's we don't know the workings of why it is. That's how it is. It's Hashem wants, and it happens. Okay, now that concludes this section. Now the next section, I'm going to stop here. The next section is a little hakdama, is the actual coronation of David, the moment when David was anointed, the event, the ceremony, the inaugural ceremony of David HaMelech. Was done with the representatives from the entire Klal Yisrael that came to participate in the ceremony, and we have a long list of the numbers and the significance of who came, why they came, and exactly what happened. Okay, that will pick up Mishnah tomorrow.
Rashi himself says, "Why keep it in stereo? Why only 1:8?" The Rashi says, "Any time you need 1:8, you don't need any. So then, why is a man allowed?" Make Kiyun, he's allowed to come to Beis Din and say, it's my colleagues from Shura below. So, why is he allowed to come to Beis Din and put a swipe on notice without any agent whatsoever? I said, because, all right, Aloka, he's not being killed based on the Kiyun, it's on the Stira. So, that's up Yishnaim, maybe up on the Fayerba. But Kiyun, why should he be allowed? He says, so Rashi says that God's putting him in a piece of tzaddik, and he's not fooling around like his wife is. While he's sleeping, God puts thoughts in his mind and says to him, like with the smoke, this fire.
Very interesting.